Good morning. It is Sunday again, and it is the first day of a brand new month, September. September the 1st, 2024, the year of our Lord. I'm J.D. Walt, and this is your wake-up call. It is Sunday, and you know we're going to have a psalm today. Boy, didn't we have a special treat last Sunday having Tim and Julie Tennant lead us in Psalm 19. We're on to Psalm 20 today, and we're going to be back to we're back to me, okay? So I'm all you got today. So we'll have to make do. I'm going to read the psalm. We're going to hear the meditation. Again, remember, this is the Tennant's work. Of course, this is the Word of God, but they have done the architecture on the Psalter and, of course, the reflections and selected all these hymn tunes, gargantuan labor. But this morning, we're in Psalm 20. The entry is entitled, Trusting in the Name of the Lord. Hear now the Word of the Lord from Psalm 20. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy over your victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now, this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. Lord, give victory to the king. Answer us when we call. The word of the Lord. Now, for Timothy Tennant, consider this. The final test of our faith is the answer to the question, where or in whom do we put our trust? In the modern, overly sentimentalized church, we are often misled into thinking that faith is rooted in some kind of emotional experience or special feeling toward God. However, faith is at its root the outward expression of where or in whom we have put our trust. This psalm says, some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Verse 7. This summarizes the whole life of faith. Chariots and horses were the psalmist's way of capturing in his own day the central symbols of human strength and ingenuity. Historians consider the chariot to be one of the great technological breakthroughs in the history of human warfare. It enabled a warrior to freely fight from a lower plane and yet maintain all the mobility and speed of a horse. It represents all of the ways we use our ingenuity and inventive skills to maintain our power, strength, and autonomy. Today, we might boast in our armies, ships, and weapons. In the end, however, all chariots and horses will be, quote, brought to their knees and fall, verse 8. The life of faith is rooted in a daily trusting in God's power and His resources. In this psalm, the, quote, name of the Lord our God, verse 7, refers to the steadfastness of God's promises and covenant. It is a call for us to put our trust in God's word and in the covenantal faithfulness of God to provide for us, protect us, and to give our lives meaning and purpose. Indeed, His love for us always exceeds our own design for our lives. This psalm reminds us of the full inheritance that is ours through Jesus Christ. It is not a chariot or a horse that we trust in, but in God's Son, Jesus Christ. Those who trust in Him will not be disappointed. Paul surely reflected the truth of this contrasting boast of the gospel when he declared, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." That's Galatians 6:14. Now for our psalm today, we're going to sing Psalm 20. We're going to sing it with the seedbed psalter that the tenants have prepared for us. I'm suggesting the tune Asmon today. That's, you'll recognize well as the tune to O 4,000 Tongues to Sing. And I'll lead us. Remember, we're learning our way to singing the Psalms, and we're making progress. Are you ready? Oh, may the Lord give heed to you when troubled days are nigh. And may the name of Jacob's God protect you from on high. May He send help to you from His own sanctuary true. From Zion, His own holy hill, may He give strength to you. May He recall your sacrifice, your offerings may He heed. May He give you your heart's desire, make all your plans succeed. And we will sing for joy in your salvation's victory. We'll lift our banners in God's name. May Yahweh grant your plea. The Lord saves His anointed one, and from His holy heaven I know He answers him with power that His right hand has given. Some put their trust in chariots, on horses some rely. But we trust in God's name alone, the Lord our God on high. They're brought down to their knees, but we have risen and stand tall. O Lord, hear us and save the King. Give answer when we call. Amen. That is an uplifting psalm, and now with an uplifted tune. I love the positivity, the hope of this psalm. May He give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. I kind of want to write that down and put that over on the doorpost. It's a blessing word. May He give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. And then that some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. I remember singing that when I was a youth pastor and leading these kids in this song. You know, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we Trust in the name of the Lord our God. You remember that? They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. And then they gave it this. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. That was fun. Thanks for indulging me there to remember that and sing it over you. Kind of comes down to that, doesn't it? There are two sources we can trust in, chariots and horses, and there's a million versions of that. And then there's the name of the Lord our God, the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. Guys, that's where we're headed this morning. We're headed to the house of God, where we're going to worship Jesus, where we're going to exalt the risen, victorious Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the earth, who has destroyed death, who has unlocked hell, who has won the victory. That's why we're going to church today. That's what we're all about, right? If you want to win the week, you got to win Sunday. And we're about to win Sunday because Jesus has already won. And that's what Sunday is. Sunday is the day of resurrection. It is the day of victory. You know, people are still trying to make the comeback. COVID kind of still, we're feeling the dregs of COVID still. People are like, well, I got used to my pajamas and you know, I'll get there once or twice a month. And we've kind of lost that worship ethic of every Sunday, that missing is not kind of the norm, but it's going is the rule. Missing has kind of become the norm. So, and I know there's a number of you that can't go. You can't get out. And God bless the internet for, I'd love for you to come to Gillette on the internet today. We'll be worshiping. You can just Google Gillette Methodist Church YouTube, or you can find us on Facebook. I'd love to know you're out there with us on that, or go to your church online. There are lots of opportunities. You can go to both. These days, because of the internet, you can go to two churches. Anyway, you know what I'm about to say. I'm not going to see you on the field today. I'm going to see you at the house. So for the awakening, for Timothy and Julie Tennant, for Jesus, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.